Everyone, I'm Nadia Bargobin. I work as a consultant in sustainable public procurement and have contributed to the PS methodology. My question is that when we consider the portion of what public procurement itself represents in terms of the GDP of a country, which range most of the time from 9 to 45%, from this portion of the GDP, PPP represent a very small portion. So when I do concur to what our colleague David Baxter has said, is that if we do not address sustainability in public procurement and also the legal framework that needs to be addressed first to give confidence to the FDI to come in, the problem of the past, public procurement has not been successful because FDI were not sustainable. So we have not been able already to address public procurement itself. And we want to bring an instrument upon a very weak fundamentals that sometimes are we see in countries. So my question is, and I've said it of several times to the UNAC teams, how much collaboration are there really between two agencies working in silos to some extent, which is UNAC doing PPP and the UN Environment in Paris doing sustainable public procurement? I think the time has come that those two agencies work closely because at a point in time, they are part of the same coin. Thank you.